Yes, it's lovely hearing those Christmas songs. And we've talked a lot recently, haven't we, about how you can really feel uplifted by a good old sing-song, and how perhaps joining a choir can, well, in some cases, turn your life around, you know, depending on where you are and how you feel afterwards. Well, this tallies with this. A group of foster carers and foster children in Leicester are finding that singing is genuinely transforming their lives. They're part of a singing project launched by Bullfrog Arts and Leicester's Education Service, which supports singing in children's schools and in their foster homes. Well, BBC Radio Leicester's Bridget Blair has been to one of the Fostering Voices sessions to meet with the choir and two young brothers who are being fostered.
Hello, Mama.
Singing's amazing. It does amazing things to the bodies and the brain. It de-stresses us. It lessens anxiety. It puts us in a different part in our brain so that we can actually start to learn. Keeps us in touch with our emotions. All of those things are so important in order to achieve at school.
Juliet Whitfield is a director of Bullfrog Arts. That's a company working with looked-after children and vulnerable children.
And they love singing, and we worked with one of these children to support him in his new school and support the class teachers to use singing for all of the children, but for our foster children as well. Singing can really help a child in a classroom to settle down. Singing is just a really great, friendly, fun way of doing that.
My name is Daniel.
You were singing away there. Is it difficult to learn all the words?
Yes.
How does singing make you feel?
Very calm. My name is Alex.
You were singing away brilliantly there. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah. It makes me relaxing and it gets my anger out. I get angry really easily. Something happened ages ago. It still makes me angry, so yeah, I shout.
So you're getting that anger out because you're really using your voice, but in a positive way.
People say I can't really sing, so I'm trying to prove them wrong.
Good for you. Well, Debbie, you are foster mum to Daniel and Alex. How long have the boys been living with you?
Just over 4 years. They're with us permanently, so which is lovely.
And you've obviously seen some changes in the boys.
Massive. When you take a child, when they first arrive at your house, you have to deal with all number of different needs and issues. And over the 4 years, you just see them overcoming so many barriers in their life. It's what makes fostering such a rewarding job.
So what does this project give you?
It gives me a chance to meet up with other foster carers. Singing helps me feel relaxed, but also gives me a chance to catch up with foster carers and talk about things that have been happening to us as a family.
It's a great support mechanism then, I should think.
It's fantastic. If you are by yourself, it can be quite isolating. If you connect with other foster carers through something like this, you feel a sense of community, that you're with people who understand what it's like.
Paul Morley works with the fostering service at Leicester City Council. He says that both foster carers and foster children are really benefiting.
We see the children who've been through projects like this growing confidence, and they do better at school, they settle well into the foster placement, and they're a joy to be with. And you can see confidence building in the foster carers as well, as they sing along with the children and sing in projects like this. It's a win-win for everybody.
Goodness me. I mean, we knew the power of song and singing, but there is such a brilliant example. That was Paul Morley at the end there with BBC Radio Leicester's Bridget Blair. Fabulous project. And they sound great. What are they talking about? Can't sing. How fabulous.
Well, we met some of them, of course, at the Christmas Light Switch on the Bullfrog Arts Fostering Voices Choir, who performed on stage.
Yes, they were very well received, weren't they?
They were indeed.